And that's okay. We shouldn't have the same flavor.
That's right.
Amen. But I want to ask you some questions tonight, but before I get started, I want you to just bow your heads. I don't think there's any real way to pray. Is there? I mean, has anybody seen in the scriptures any real way? I've seen them get down on knees. I've seen them pray. I've seen them standing up and all, but you really don't have to do nothing, just amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the day. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings. We thank you, Lord, for encouragement to lift her up with her souls. We thank you for the brethren, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that you might bless, encourage, and lift up even this night. Father, forgive us of our trespasses, that we trespass against thee. We ask, Lord, for the encouragement that only comes from you. And Father, we just ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you, Brother Curry here tonight. It's like old home week. Amen. It's the thing that we know. We know who he is. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord thy God delivered thee out of them all. It's one thing to be afflicted, it's another thing to be delivered out of them. Amen. Anybody that's never been afflicted, look forward to it, because you're going to be. These golden years ain't what they're cracked up to be. But you can live a long time. So don't get no hurry to go. I've heard people say, I'm homesick for heaven. I'm not homesick for heaven. I got a little heaven right here. Amen. I'm not going no place. I'm not coming from no place. I've already been here. Amen. The dispensation of Jesus Christ is to be born again. How many of you believe you got to be born again? How many of you believe that the Holy Ghost is to cause you, it's a new life, it's a new spirit? Amen. Walk afresh and anew in the kingdom of God. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. It will lead, direct, and guide you in what? All truth. It's not to look at your brothers or sisters or try to find out what they're doing. It's to look inside of you. The trick of the adversary is to see what's in everybody else instead of looking into your own life. But when you look into your own life, you find you're not the kind of a person that you need to be. Amen, because your mind's always over on somebody else or something. But when you begin to look in your own life and begin to see prosperity, I'm a little bit slow on words, but I'll get across to you sooner or later. Amen. Yeah, that's what I got her for. That's the reason I got this horn on tonight, to make sure that she hears what I'm saying. We went into the South one time, and there was a lady there who said, how about giving him a horn so he can, tomorrow night he can get a little louder. And I'd only drove 500 or 600 miles, and went into the service that night right after getting there, and you know, I wasn't up to par like he should be. But she didn't know that it only took just that to bring my volume up. But this is the way of the Lord tonight. You know, we have an experience with God, or we should have. And the Word just causes us to be more educated in him, to know him, the greater knowledge of him and all the things. But the experience is what counts in our life. To be born again, be filled with the Spirit of God, to walk afresh and anew in the kingdom of God, and to know him, and to know the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his suffering, being conformed unto him. Against that day, it's just a reasonable service. Praise the Lord. We try to make it something big. We try to make it something mysterious and all these dear things. We'll wave a magic wand and all these dear things. It don't work like that. This is reality. Today is the day of salvation. Harden not your hearts as the children of Israel did in the wilderness and fell by the thousands. Praise the Lord. Don't think it's all right to do what you're doing if it's wrong, but to do that which is right. You see, we're supposed to be pleasing unto the Lord. We're supposed to please our Father, not the Son. But the Son's supposed to please the Father. You see, what we have the wrong concept a lot of times is, you know, we worship the Son, we don't worship the Father. But what we do is we walk pleasing unto Him. This is just a reasonable service, you know. Be the Christ in the earth. That's what's in here. He's in here too. The Father's in here too. And He's pleased when we walk according to the way that He wants us to walk and to do according to what He wants us to do. Praise the Lord. And we don't always do this. Anybody says that they do, I'd say they're a liar. I mean, I'm just being honest. My mother used to say it just like it is. Yep. She always just said it just like it was. Sometimes it hit pretty hard. And sometime it did. But bless her heart, she's not with us today, but she laid something on my life. Something endured. Mm-hmm. Something stood up against the storms. The revelation of Jesus Christ is to reveal who you are. Amen. God loves you, whether you're an alcoholic, whether you smoke or drink or whatever it is in your life, whether you're a whoremonger or whatever it is in your life, God loves you. Now, He don't want to see you do the things that you do, but His love is enduring. It will endure forever. Now, you choose which way you want to go. You choose whether you want the right way or whether you want the wrong way. You choose that. Not somebody else. The devil didn't make you do it. You done it yourself. All he done was come around and said, "Hey, brother, how about doing this? How about doing that?" You know. But let me tell you something about the Lord. To do that which is right, this will bless the Lord. This will bless the Father. You know, when my children walk according unto the way that I think they ought to go, it's really a blessing to me. These young people you saw up here tonight, they really bless me. I sat up there, you know, I'm not just trying to bless you, I'm being blessed. Amen. Yes. And when I see them trying to bless people in the congregation, that blesses me. All of the individuals in this here house are my children. Amen. You see, the Father in me sees the Son in every one of them, whether they're young or whether they're old. The encouragement that comes from Him poured out. You see, the shedding, without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sin or no forgiving of sin. Unless you shed off the old man and put on the new man, there's no forgiveness of sin. That's the Word. Now, we can take the Word and make it any way we want to make it. And we can lay it out really educated. No, I'm not an educated man, I'll tell you right up front. I had a special room in school. It was in the balcony. The only thing I didn't want to be was a pastor. Because, you see, what a pastor has to do is clean up the mess. And the evangelist can go any place, and he can lay it down. But somebody has to come along and clean the mess. Now, I'm not belittling my son, because he is a good man. But I wanted to be an evangelist. That's what I wanted to be. But you see, you don't always get what you want to be. It's what God wants you to be. Amen? Amen. I like to go around. I like to tell the story of Jesus. I like to tell how He's healed me and how He's done everything for me. He's done this and He's done that. I like to tell them about how He delivered me from alcohol, because, you see, I was an alcoholic. Amen. I went, I don't know how many years in this state. And I thought that every time that the place was open, like on Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday night, I had to be there. Yeah. Certain time, you had to be there. There was something just drawing you. and you indulged in the things of the world instead of the things of God. But you know, there was something that was greater in my life that took place. There was something I desired more than the things of the world, and that was Jesus.
Yeah.
I wanted to know Him. I wanted to know the power of His resurrection. I wanted to know the fellowship of His suffering. I wanted to be conformed unto Him, or made like Him. Amen. For this was just a reasonable service. Praise the Lord. I had the top taken off this one lung, and I got a scar here to prove it. I've been cut half in two. That was back when they used to cut you in two to take the things off of you. The top taken off this here lung, and God put it back.
Yeah.
I have the x-rays. They took the x-rays, and it's proven itself. I had cancer of the bladder, and God healed me from the cancer of the bladder. It was spot removed about like that. And the pouch was in there that had to go in and burn. God delivered me of that. I had heart trouble. Triple bypass. Pretty good shape tonight for the shape of men. Pretty good shape for the shape of men. I'm almost 74 years old and I don't look a day older. Come on. Amen. But it's not seeing about somebody else. It's about seeing about yourself.
That's it. Right.
About knowing Him. About knowing the fellowship of Him. See? Because if you and the Father have fellowship one for another, they say the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Or the life of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. That's what the blood is for. You see, the blood cried out of the ground. When Cain slew Abel, his life cried out of the ground. And God made it right. You see, Cain had a city, but he didn't have no contending city. The city he had didn't mount a hill of beans. You've got a contending city tonight. Spiritual city. One that can't be touched by the hands of man. One where there's deliverance at. One where the sacrifice has been given.
Yes.
See? Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Without the pouring out of the old man, you see, the new man cannot be poured in. You see, it's the spiritual man. It's not the carnal man. It's not the flesh man. It's the spiritual man that rises up and says, hey, we're not going this route. No, we're not going this route no more. We're going the way of the righteous. We're not going the way of the transgressor. We're going the way of the righteous. Does that mean, Brother Jackie, I can't make a mistake? Yeah. I've made many mistakes since I've come to know the Lord, and even make it in these kind of services. You don't have to believe everything I say. I'm not telling you to. But search it out in the Word. If the Word says it's right, then it's right. If the Word says it's wrong, then it's wrong. Amen. Amen. So don't accept everything that comes down the road. I'm telling you about myself as well as anybody else. Don't accept everything that comes down the road, because everything that comes down the road isn't truth. Praise the Lord. Search the Scriptures and to know for certainly that God's in it. Amen. But do it for yourself. Don't do it for somebody else. Don't do this here to please mom or dad or brothers or sisters or whoever it is, friend or foe or any of these people. Do it because you want to do it.
Yeah.
Amen. You should serve the Lord because you want to serve Him. Because there's something in you that cries out, hey, I want this blessing.
Yes.
I want my life to change.
Yep.
I don't want to be a drunk anymore. I don't want to be a whoremonger, a fornicator, or any of these other things. I don't want to be a thief. I don't want to lie. I don't want to do none of these other things. I just want to do what God wants me to do. Amen. And when we do these other things, we begin to exalt Him. We begin to live above the things of the world. And we begin to know Him. That's knowing Him. That's telling about Jesus. Telling about what kind of a son he was. And how he pleased the Father. I think the Father was pleased at him. In the book of Genesis said, let us make a man in our image and our likeness. And then he took on the sin of the world. Yeah. It was handed down from generation to generation to generation to generation. 3 generations. Praise the Lord. And then one day, Jesus said, I'm tired of this here mess. I'm tired of nobody knowing who I am or what I am, or where I'm going or where I come from. I'm tired of it. Now there's going to be a victory. There's going to be a fight. So he took upon him the sin of the world. Nailed it to the cross. There's a resurrection from the dead, wasn't it? Amen. You see, death reigned in our body until we came to know him. Until we were born again by the Spirit of God. It takes a born again experience. Praise the Lord. You can't function without being born again. Mm-mm. You can't know him either, except by the resurrected Christ. One that's been lifted up. One that's been made known. And by a holy life. Holiness is the nature of God. Amen. When we begin to walk according unto the way he wants us to walk, and do according to the way that he wants us to go, then we begin to act like him. And when we can begin to see in our neighbors ourselves, see the Christ in them. Until then, we're just spinning our wheels. You know, we're so quick after we get saved and we've been a drunk or a whoremonger or whatever it is. We've stole and lied and all these other things. And we look at people like they're something. They're not. They come from the same place we come from. And they're going the same place we're going, I hope. Unless they get cut off on the way. But I like to believe that we can go into the highways, we can go into the byways, and we can go into the hedges, and we can see ourselves there. And when we can see ourselves there, we'll know that he is risen. We know that there's resurrecting power that can deliver them out of the hands of bondage. Set their feet aright on holy ground. Amen. You know, years ago there was a ministry that belittled us. Every time we come around, he belittled us. And there was a lady sat in the service and all. She said, well, he must be doing something right because his family's serving the Lord. Well, I don't know whether he's doing anything right or not, but that we're serving the Lord. Amen. And I like to believe that they'll keep on serving the Lord. Because, look, when this body goes down, if it goes down, if it ever goes down, and I'm not looking for it to, I'm not no hurry, for I'm not homesick for heaven, because I got heaven right here. And I'm not homesick to see Jesus, because I've already seen him. Amen. I know about the Father. I know where he's at, and I know where I'm going, you know, and I want to be pleasing to him. Like I said, I have made mistakes, and I know I've made mistakes, but I don't have to live in my mistakes. I can say, God, forgive me. Amen. Amen. God, forgive me, because I have denied you. We do this because we love God, not because of anything that we have to do it or anything of this or sort. If you really love the Lord, you're going to pour yourself out to him. You're going to make known unto him the kingdom of God and the things of God. I've been a rascal even after I was saved, you know. I've been a rascal. And I've done the things that's wrong, but of course, I didn't believe they was wrong at the time. I believed you could do what you had to do regardless of the cost, you know. But these are the things that we do. You see, until we come to know who we are, or what we are, and then we begin to add to it. We begin to add to the kingdom of God the things that are not right. Praise the Lord. I went to a man's house after I was saved, and I was going to kill him. I had everything. He wasn't home. I thank God he wasn't. I'd have been in prison today. So you can talk all you want to and say, well, I wouldn't have done this or I wouldn't have done that. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans until you do that which is right. I'm not the same person I was. My wife says 40 years ago, but I don't think it's been that long. It doesn't really matter. I don't think I'm the same guy I was back then. No. But I'm not the same guy, but I went from glory to glory to glory. And you go from glory to glory to glory. You see, honor and beauty. You're honored because you're honorable. You're beautiful because He has made you beautiful. His pleasant, His presence, His glow rests upon you. And you can know Him. You can know the reality of Jesus Christ. This ain't something mystery or some of these things. I've been in service when the service was over. They said, boy, he really had a revelation. We didn't know what it was, but he really had a revelation. Well, revelation means revealing.
Yep. Yeah.
If you leave the service and you don't know what they were talking about, you didn't get a revelation. All you got was a bunch of confusion. Amen.
Yep.
So, exalt Him in all that you know how. And He'll cause you to sit in heavenly places. He'll raise you up. He'll cause you to know Him, the power of the resurrected Christ. Christ never went to the cross just to go there, you know. He went there because there was two natures. When the woman gave Him to eat, He took and ate it. And there had to be a victory over Himself, and He had to be born again, just like you have to be born again. And Jesus had to go to the cross because, you see, without going to the cross, there was no victory. He had to take the old man, the man that was dead, had to take him to the cross. It had to be Him Himself. And then there had to be a resurrection from the dead. One new man, not twain, but one new man, now bringing peace with God, see? A lot of times we like to blame it on somebody else or something, or, you know, something we're doing in life. We blame it on the devil, we blame it on everybody. But it's not about that. It's about us. Glory to God. You know, when I was a sinner, I didn't know about Jesus. I didn't know about God. Oh, I have prayed. Sure, I prayed. But nothing ever happened. Now, I prayed for years. I prayed for my dad to quit his drinking and all these dear things and quit beating us. Well, of course, I wasn't home then, but even after I got away from home, I used to pray and ask the Lord to, you know, make a difference in my life. In my family's life and all these dear things. He was ready to die. Then God changed his life. See, I was on my way home then. He wanted to make it right with me, but it was too late. You see, He'd already made things right. He wasn't waiting on me. He was going on with the Lord. You see, Jesus and Him, or God, was going on. And I was left behind to find my own way. Now, you talk all you want to, but there's a creation out there that's seeking God, wants to know about it. Somebody's got to go out there with a witness and testify to them and say, hey, you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. I can tell you what you can do for your life. Get the Lord. He'll change your life. Let Him change your life. Let Him know about the power and the resurrected Christ. Let Him know about being born again by the Spirit of the Lord. Let Him know about the Holy Ghost. Let Him know about laying hands on and waking up that Spirit. It comes out of you. Don't come in you. It comes out of you. Yeah. I've never seen the Spirit go into anybody yet. I've seen it come out. But I've never seen it go in. There was a lady called Lynn the next day after. She said she got the Holy Ghost. And she asked Lynn if she spoke in tongues. Well, Lynn said, if you don't know, you never got it. Well, she spoke in tongues when she got it. But then the next day, she was trying to put on a show and all. And the first thing you know, said, you know, if you speak in tongues, you got the Holy Ghost. If you didn't speak in tongues, you didn't get it. You can know when you got it. Yeah, God don't just beat you up and down on the floor and all of that. Your chin can quiver and all of that, you know. Yeah, sure. And you can know when you've been born again, too. Because old things pass away and all things become new. There's a reality of this here being born again spirit. Amen. You can know all about this here stuff. Praise the Lord. So, you know, it's not something hard to do. You know, you got saved, didn't you? You just asked the Lord to forgive you and save you? He saved you, didn't he? You asked the Lord to give you the Holy Ghost? He gave you the Holy Ghost. That's all there is to it. I mean, ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Seek and you shall find. If you don't know about it and you want to know about it, open the book. You need to look in the book anyway. Well, if you get saved, you need to get in the book. Because if you don't get in the book, you ain't going to know nothing. You know, years ago, the Lord spoke to me in the jail ministry and prison ministry, and he said, teach these here people to know the Lord for themselves. And I've done that. Yeah. I've encouraged them to wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the love of God. If you got all that, you got everything. God will reveal to you. Amen. I've taught this down through the years and down through the ages. I don't have to show you where God's at. You already know. Or you may be in denial. That's here to there tonight. You know, I'm just talking. You may be in denial and you might say, well, I don't believe all that. Well, don't believe it. Just leave it alone. One of these days, God will reveal himself. He'll reveal it in his word. He'll tell you just who you are, what you are, and what you've been doing, what you ain't been doing. Praise the Lord. And he'll give you the kingdom. And the kingdom is what? Amen. Amen. So, you see, you don't have to build nothing up. You don't have to tear nothing down. All you got to do is rid yourself of the things that got you bound. That's a hard thing, ain't it? It's hard to be humble. I know all about that. I've been there. Amen. Amen. It's hard to tell the truth. You know what the truth will do? It'll make you free. See? That's what you got to do. You got to tell people truth because they don't want to know who they are. You know, there's many seed, but one seed. In all. Just been handed down from generation to generation to generation, brother. The seed is in you. Been handed down from generation to generation to generation. Many membered body, one seed. Seed of Christ. Come on. You didn't wake up just one day and thought, well, I think I'll serve the Lord today. No, he'd been dealing with you all along. You may not tell everybody. You know, you may not proclaim this to everybody. But one day, it comes out. You say, hey, I've known this all along. It's just I proclaimed it today. You see, I'm not selfish about saying it. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not ashamed to have him as my brother. Amen. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. I'm trying to be pleasing unto the Father. I told my wife today, I'm not trying to please anybody. I just want to be what God wants me to be. If God wants me to sit up there and just sit there, I'll sit there. If he wants me to get up and preach, because you see, I'm just a preacher. He's only called me to preach. He's not called me to live everybody's life. No. That's right. He's only called me to preach. And I do that. I do it without a shadow of a doubt. And I don't think up things to say or to do against people. I come here in the church and I wait on the Lord. I used to conceive a message, but now I am the message. Amen. I've got something to say. I think I got something to say. And I say it, and that's it. That's it. I don't run around and tell people they got to do this or got to do that. Amen. I don't tell people that, hey, you've got to quit doing this, you've got to quit doing that. There ought to be something within a person that wants to do it. Amen. That is the desire of God, to do good instead of doing evil. Amen. Don't look at somebody across the aisle and say, hey, they're them scoundrels. Them busy nobodies. Let them do what they want to do. One day, God will crack down on them. He'll bring them into a place and get them around the neck. He'll say, hey, he don't like what you do is wrong, but he loves you just the same. My children, I never liked when they made mistakes. I didn't like the things that they done was wrong. But I love them just the same, even though I spanked them. Amen. I never spanked them like Dad did. I mean, Dad used to catch us when we went under the table, and he called us when we come out with a razor strap. Yep. And it wasn't about showing somebody your welts and all then. You kept them covered up anyway. But you see, the knowledge of God and the things that we know and the things that we see and the things that we go to, you know I'm telling you the truth tonight. You know I am. The things we know, we're searching the scriptures to find out who we are and what we are, where we're going, where we come from. And like I said, in the book of Genesis, I can take you back into the book of Genesis and preach from there clear to the book of Revelation. I can do that. Now, I can take you back into the book of Genesis and show you where God created man out of the dust of the earth and he never moved. And then he breathed the breath of life into him. He breathed himself into man. Man became a living soul. Soul is the inner life of man. I can take you back there. But it's no use going back there. What you want to do is go from, yeah, the spiritual man is the one you want to walk after, not the carnal man, see. But God's been there ever since the beginning. I can take you clear down through the Bible and show you the steps that God took. But that's not necessary. What you need to know is who you are, what you are, where you're going, where you come from. And all these are things. That's what you need to know. And the power of resurrection will set you free. It'll resurrect a new life. It will deliver you from the dead. It'll bring you from the dead and take you into a state of living. Don't wait till one of these days, because one of these days you may not make it. If you don't know it now, you ain't going to know it, make it in the end. But one of these days, you're going to know him, because he's going to reveal himself to you. He's going to make you so smart that he's going to reveal himself in a way you can get away from him. He's going to make you so smart. Amen. You might be denying him in the word. You might be setting him, you know, we're going to do this here first, this first in our life and all this here. Well, that's not true. He's first in your life. Everything else comes second. You see, if he's giving you something to do, he'll give you time for it too. Amen. You don't set him second place. You set him first place. And then you work from there. Amen. I've often said that, you know, supervisors and people like this here that's in high places, if you get a man working for you instead of against you, you got a man. You take a man that's working against you, he'll mess you up every time. Amen. So what you got to do is Christ working for you instead of against you. Amen. Because he'll let you go your route. But he'll love you just the same. Amen. But he'll let you go your route because he does not like sin. He's not partakers. He will not fellowship with it. You are set apart. You are royal priesthood. Amen. Kings and priests unto him. Amen. You're kings and priests. A holy nation. Come on. You see, to have the nature of God, you got to be like God. I mean, you got to do what God wants you to do. I like to think that, you know, these things that we proclaim and do, you know, and we always blame it on the devil. Devil ain't got nothing to do with it. You have. You're in control. Don't get out of control. I guess I better get here in the Word and or quit one of the two. But if you like to, 1 Corinthians, the resurrection of Christ, says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, that which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." I have just told you the story of Jesus, and if you believe in vain, that's your problem. That's your fault. I mean, you can go ahead and believe it any way you want to believe it. I don't have a thing to do about that, you know. But you got to believe it just like it is. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." And he did die for our sins according to the Scriptures. There had to be something that was nailed to the cross. And there had to be something that was resurrected from the cross. There had to be the piercing of his side. There had to be blood. Old life. New life. You see, blood and water from his side. One was spirit, one was life, right? The old man had to die. They taken him down from the cross, put him in the tomb, but he was resurrected from the dead, from the old man. He became a spiritual man. That's how people are deceived in the things of the Lord, because, you know, they see him caught up into the cloud. We're a great cloud of witness built up into a spiritual house. Listen to me tonight. I'm trying to talk to you. The same Jesus. Why are you looking up here and looking there and looking around for him when he's right here? The same Jesus that went away will come again in like manner. Huh? He's going to come out of you. He's not coming up here. There, don't look up in the air. Look in here. Amen. You'll see him. You'll see the resurrected Christ, the one that's of the Spirit. You see, he could not put flesh and blood in you, but he can put his Spirit. Amen. And when you're born again, there's a resurrection that takes place, being born of him, by the new man, by the resurrected Christ, by the one that went into the tomb, and when he come out of the tomb, he was a new man. He was a spiritual man. Amen. The one that went into the clouds. The one will come in the same nature. I'm looking for him to come out of you, brother. And you, and you. All of you. Yeah. I'm looking for that, see. I'm looking for Christ in you. I'm not looking for something else. I'm looking for Christ in you. Praise the Lord. And when I look, I'm going to see. But you have to look before you can see. I want to be pleasing unto him. I want to be pleasing unto him. I want to do the thing that's right. Amen. So, who are we pleasing tonight? Are we pleasing him? Or are we pleasing somebody else? We go into the house of the Lord and we listen to everybody but God. We listen to everybody but God. We want to run things and we want to do this and we want to do that. No. Let Jesus tell you what's right and what's wrong. Let him be the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. Let him know and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remaineth unto this present. But some are fallen asleep, or some are resting in him. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. I like the teachings of Paul. You know, had a great testimony on the Damascus Road when God took him from his mount. He took him to the ground, and there was scales over his eyes and all, and he resurrected him. But Paul, he told about this experience. He told about the resurrection of Christ. He told him about being born again. He told him about Ananias coming to him, laying his hands upon him, and the scales rolled from his eyes. He began to see the Scriptures, begin to know him, begin to know the power of the resurrected one, and begin to know the reality of it. I like that. I like all the things that pertain unto the things of the Lord. Paul even went to the kings and all, and he was a witness. He was a great witness. Anybody that has a witness of God, it doesn't matter whether you're just saved or you've been saved for a long time. It's when you're first saved, you can only tell them about being first. You're just saved. But as you go along, you can tell them where God took and brought you from, where he's taken you to, where he's took you to. Now, you can tell them about that. If a person asks me, how do you know you've been saved? I can only tell them what I know. I can't tell them about something else. I know that the change that took place in my life, I had to be saved, see. I know when the power of God swept down over me, or how it won't swept up over me, or however we want to put it. I know that there was something that happened in my life that changed my life. I know all these here things, see. And sometimes I get tangled up in the Scriptures, and that's all right, because like I said before, I make mistakes. And I'm the first one to admit it. Praise the Lord. But I do know that when I first got saved, and they asked me how I know that I got saved, well, I didn't go to the place I used to go. I didn't do the things I used to do. I was born again. I was born by the Spirit of God. I didn't indulge in the things I used to indulge in. And all these are things. And they were still things in my life that I didn't know about. When God began to reveal them to me, I began to put them away from me, and I began to know him. See, I've seen the Lord. I mean, I've actually seen the Lord, and it's nothing like you see in pictures and all, but I ain't going to have to talk about that there. But I've seen the Lord, and he called me by name. Yes. Amen. But I still didn't even know who he was until I looked in the Scriptures, because in the breaking of the bread, yes, he's revealed. Yes. See? In the breaking of the bread, he's revealed. He's not going to reveal himself until you get into the bread. The breaking the word. Amen. The Last Supper, when he washed the disciples' feet. That was the ministry. And when the breaking of the bread, that was the ministry. And said, I'll neither eat nor drink until I either fresh anew in the kingdom of God. That was the ministry. And he didn't do that either. That was the Last Supper, see. It was a new supper that took place after the resurrected Christ took place in life. Yeah. Then he began to break the bread. He began to break the fish too. Let me tell you, he didn't just give them of himself. He gave them of the Father too. Because the Father is the meat of the Word. Come on. He began to apply the things of God to him. And if you love me, you're going to feed my lambs first. Then you'll feed my sheep. Amen. Then you'll know me. Then you'll know me. Because you see, there ought to be a reality about something. There ought to be something in this life besides just pleasing yourself or doing what you want to do. Going where you want to go. Being what you want to be. Make him first in your life. Make him a resurrected Christ, one that's set aright.